A fourth person has died as a result of Monday morning's mass shooting on Bates Ford Road. 31-year-old Darion Stevenson died Tuesday night at a local hospital. The shooting happened at the end of a weekend that started with Juneteenth celebrations. And as WFAE's Sarah D'Elia reports, police are urging witnesses to come forward.
Deputy Chief Gerald Smith implored witnesses to contact police with any information. Smith says while there were 400 witnesses on Bates Ford Road, about 20 people have called with information. And the motive is still unclear. Despite the low number of people coming forward, Smith says he believes the public still has trust in the police.
I think they trust us and they're going to actually hold us to that trust. They're going to hold us to our responsibility to be there to hold whoever did this shooting accountable.
Police believe there were multiple shooters involved. Smith says no arrests have been made, but some names have repeatedly come up. He wouldn't call them suspects or go into further detail. 181 shell casings were found at the scene that came from handguns and assault rifles. Based on the investigation, Smith says some of the guns used in the shooting are connected to other crimes in the city. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.